Now it's time for the
two, count them, two.
Two.
Two up on the upswing.
It's not CMOS, but it is cheese and it is printing money. Cheesecake Factory. So the Milwaukee area got its first Cheesecake Factory. You got to go way back to 2004 when the chain opened at Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa. The company started in 1972 as a producer and distributor of high-quality cheesecakes in Beverly Hills, California. Today, Cheesecake Factory posted a record $3.6 billion in revenue. The brand, of course, is known for that. Have you been to Cheesecake Factory lately? They have those 21-page menus, 250 items. And get this. The company's stock is up 60% in the last 12 months. So say what you will about the state of the American mall today. Data from Yelp last year revealed that restaurant concepts were the top driver of traffic to malls, with none other than Cheesecake Factory topping the list of U.S. favorite mall brands. Now, I haven't been to a Cheesecake Factory. There are two couple locally here in at Bayshore Town Center and at Mayfair Mall, but it's still a big, big traffic driver. Destination dining and retail, that is the future of malls. We're going to talk to Dave Spano about that coming up next. Walmart and Amazon, always fascinated when these numbers come out. Since 2012, Walmart has held the distinction of being the top revenue generator each quarter, a title it's gained after overtaking oil giant ExxonMobil. Amazon has now dethroned Walmart in quarterly revenue for the first time ever. Amazon said earlier this month that it brought in $187.8 billion in revenue for the first quarter. That beat Walmart's sales for that period that came in at $180.5 billion. Interesting to look at the difference in revenue sources between the two big companies. Amazon still really relies on its retail, but has a huge business around cloud computing, advertising, and third-party seller services. Walmart relies mainly on its physical stores, still developing its e-commerce and advertising divisions, and is driving more and more revenue through Walmart Plus to compete with Amazon Prime. Two of the biggest companies in the world always going at each other, but for now, Amazon is taking the leap to number one.